do you have to lose by trying something new like Trump? What the hell do you have to lose? You have to lose. You have to lose.
Mr. Trump is so stupid. My God, my God.
We won with poorly educated. I love the poorly educated.
We ought to have a prayer called the goddamn prayer. Goddamn them to hell, please.
Sean Spicer, our press secretary, gave alternative facts to that.
But you know what? You don't impeach people when they're doing a good job.
We're going to go in there. We're going to impeach the motherfucker.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Happy Monday, everybody. It's Crab Diving Live, racing at you from Pensacola, Florida, the Redneck Riviera, U.S. of A. It's a little bit after 2 p.m. on the Pacific Coast, a little bit after 5 p.m. if your ear holes are sucking us in live out east. If it isn't that time, perhaps you're listening to us as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network, streaming for you 24/7. Or maybe you've gone and done downloading us as a podcast at iTunes, at Stitcher, or crabdiving.com, or Spotify, your favorite application. We're all over the fucking place. However, whenever, wherever you're receiving us, we appreciate the crapperoni out of it. Mm-hmm. We're going to be here for the next couple of hours, everybody. All kinds of shit to talk about. Like 180,000 tweets over the weekend alone.
Ooh.
From our president.
Yay.
Most of them hate retweets.
Oh gosh.
But we'll get to all the fun stuff in the news and all the bullshit and all the dill fuckery from
dill fuckery
from coming from the assholes on the right, and we got plenty of it.
Yes.
God, I'm reading more about this abortion stuff. It's just insidious and invidious and evil.
It sucks, dude.
Thanks for joining us, everybody. Strap in, strap on. Pour yourself a bevy.
Ooh, yes.
And light up a...
light up whatever. Light up your crack pot!
join us, everyone. Join us on social media and everything. And thanks for buying shit through our Amazon link. My name's Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer. And if you've listened to our show while smoking crack, please tweet us and just let us know that happened for some reason. Well, I don't know if people want to put that on your Twitter, but at Crab Diving, do you think that's happened? Surely. Surely someone smoked crack and listened to the Crab Diving podcast.
Listened.
What do you mean?
Okay. Yeah. Somebody's listened to the Crab Diving podcast.
Oh, as opposed to done it. Oh, yeah. Well, that's Wednesdays. That's Crackhead Wednesdays.
All kinds of shit is going on in the world. I'm waiting for my computer to load here, but thanks for joining us. And don't forget, if you want to help us out here. And thanks to those that do already, you can buy shit through our Amazon portal. Go to crabdiving.com/Amazon. Every time you do, go buy something there. We get a little commission. It doesn't cost you fuck all.
We get paid, baby.
Just helps us out.
Sorry, I was thinking about that word you used earlier, crapperoni.
Okay.
Yeah.
Not exactly a word, but yeah.
Well, I mean, it's okay. Well, you said a group of letters out loud. No, you said that's a group of letters formed, whatever you want to call that. I don't want to judge that. I don't want to call it a word. I don't want to put a label on it. But you said that sound came.
Don't word shape me.
Yes. Based off that grouping of letters. And I was just thinking that crapperoni has probably been made in this area. Whatever that means.
Crapperoni.
Well, it's just like pepperoni.
Right.
That's what it reminded me of.
You're suggesting some sort of pasta dish made out of feces?
Shit. Yes, absolutely.
Oh, well, there you go. Speaking of feces.
Oh, yes.
The Republicans are still in charge of the White House and the Senate.
Oh, yes.
And working real hard to destroy democracy at all levels so they can run stuff the way they want to. And we should shut the fuck up and take what we get from them.
Oh, yes. Absolutely. Thank you, white man.
Let's see what is going on in the old headlines.
For these lamestream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
Whoa. from the Crab Diving News Studios, deep within the Crab Diving Bunker.
So goddamn deep.
Pensacola, Florida, Dateline, May 13th, 2019.
The year of our motherfucking Lord.
These are your headlines.
Ooh, wee wee. Who's the lore?
Over at the Fox on my touchscreen right now. Over at the Commie Pinko Liberal HuffPo.
There probably is a pox on your touchscreen. They're very dirty.
Yeah, I went to a movie yesterday. It's probably some anti-vaxxer in there who spread some disease to all of us.
When will we know, since going to the movie, if we will have the measles? How long do we have to sit on this?
Oh, I don't know. The gestation period of the of the infection.
Thank you, anti-vaxxers, you motherfuckers.
Big thumbs up for Endgame, by the way.
Oh, I love that.
Don't want to give any spoilers.
Yes.
The headline over the Commie Pinko Liberal post is overshadowed stealth Trump push to gut safety net.
Gosh, that doesn't sound good, does it?
It says, in the shadows of his constitutional crisis, the president is still doing a lot of regular Republican stuff without help of Congress.
Oh, cool.
Trump's administration is doing some wild and unprecedented stonewalling, but don't sleep on Trump's methodical attempts to unravel the social safety net going on in the background. This month alone, the administration signaled it would like to change how the government adjusts its official poverty threshold.
Oh, I saw this. Oh,
you put that up on our Facebook.
Absolutely.
Facebook.com/crabdiving.
He's getting rid of poverty.
in a very
interesting way.
Change the threshold, which could result in millions fewer people qualifying for wide ranges of benefits. You're not poor anymore.
Right, right. You're just challenged in the wallet area.
You're not making any more money.
Right.
prices are going up and fast. It's going to be worse for you. But hey, you're not poor anymore by our standards.
Right. That's very Christ-like, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
Very Jesus-like.
It's one of the many. It's only one of the most recent of many unilateral moves.
God, dude,
Trump has made on social policy, which all seek to fulfill his inauguration day promise to, quote, get our people off of welfare and back to work.
What is this fuck stick talking about? You know, somebody posted a bunch of pictures from, was it Club 54, the famous club in New York?
Studio 54.
Studio 54. And there's all these pictures from the 80s. You know, Tina Turner's there. Sylvester Stallone's hanging out. And Trump is in all these pictures. Prince is there. Somebody's feeling up Prince's cock through his jeans in one of these pictures.
Like, oh, there you go.
But Trump's there hanging out with all these fancy rich fuckers, right? What the fuck does he know about anything that he is talking about some fucking social safety net?
And they all hated him.
Oh, they must
have. None of them wanted him there.
Right, right.
I mean, that's the story, is that he was always a hanger-on, and everybody was like, there was somebody that was big in New York real estate recently on telly that said he was a joke.
Yeah.
Everybody knew not to do business with him, that he's a slumlord, that he doesn't pay contractors. Everything we know about him.
He's a dick.
They knew about him, and that's why he wasn't accepted into society.
Yes.
Because they know he's a scumbag.
I mean, I saw pictures of David Bowie hanging out at Studio 54. Do you think David fucking Bowie wanted to hang out with Donald Trump on any fucking level?
I mean, even the scumbags thought he was a scumbag.
Oh,
like
okay.
The scumbag rich New York real estate assholes. Even he's too scummy for them.
They skeeved them. He skeeved them out.
Yeah.
Jeez.
And dumb.
Boo.
Just dumb.
Oh, yeah.
We learned from the taxes that we found out for the, 84 to 90 something.
Yeah, yeah.
That he's stupid. And his father had to bail him out. And that one year where he lost $100 million, his father made 50. But
right.
And only had one loss on his taxes, and that was a $15 million investment in one of Don's apartment buildings.
Can we take a moment just to recognize Well, what is it? Fred Trump, the dad?
Yes.
Just to recognize what a shitty parent he was to Donald. I mean, dude, it's on paper, you guess.
Well, you know, that might be one of the problems of what we're having now is this, it's a generational thing where people, you know, former blue collar, I don't know how rich, I don't think Fred was that rich, but his grandfather made money off whorehouses, right?
I don't know.
Yeah. Like great grandpappy,
Friedrich Trump.
I think came to the States, was like, and wasn't he kicked out of Germany because he didn't pay taxes or something? I mean, something, you know, typically Trumpian. But I thought the grandfather came to America and made money in whorehouses.
Oh, yeah. Huh. Well,
appropriate.
There you go.
Trump. And I'm sure all of his employees were treated very well.
Oh, shit. Yes. Absolutely, Pat.
All kinds of benefits and everything.
Yes.
But, you know, I mean, I think that's a lot of these kind of second generation Americans who were the first generation to go to college, maybe, and right. The first generation to start making some real money back when you were able to, when yes. taxes were a little bit more fair.
Right.
And you could live off of a minimum wage salary and raise a family.
Oh, yes. You can do that today if you're miniature people, if you're Ant-Man size.
Right. Or if you're living by a corporate CEO minimum salary.
Oh, right. Absolutely. Sure.
You're probably okay. I saw something that the average worker's salary went up, you know, 0.1% in 40 years or something like that. But CEO salary went up literally thousands.
A tenth?
Of percent. I'm exaggerating.
But not much.
Small, yeah. Wages were are only now starting to slightly tick upward. Yes. But that's because of all these laws that have been passed by blue states.
Right.
And blue municipalities when they're evil red state doesn't stop them from doing it.
Yeah.
You know, because small government, remember. But we've got all these cases where these red states are passing laws to prevent their cities, which is where all the people live.
Yes.
All the brown people.
Oh, right.
But they don't want them dictating what's going on in the state. You can't pass an LGBTQ non-discrimination anywhere in this state. That's what they tried to do in North Carolina.
Oh, yes.
Remember when that's what started the whole let's see your willy in the bathroom.
Hello.
Bullshit.
Right. You know, all this shit going on in the South is so fucking scary. This abortion shit, you know, the anti-gay discrimination laws. It's very Handmaid's Tale-y. It's fucking creepy.
Last year, the Trump administration said it would allow states to add work requirements to Medicaid, contrary to the program's statutory purpose of providing health benefits to people with low incomes.
God damn, this makes no fucking sense. They don't want to give you Medicaid if you don't have a fucking job.
Contrary to the whole point, yes.
And everyone out of a job needs Medicaid. It's just something
you
can fucking
needs care whether you
absolutely,
have a job or not.
But especially.
They cut spending on Obamacare outreach and pushed to allow employers to have moral objections to drop birth control from health plans.
Well, then everyone will. They'll just say, we don't want to pay for it. It's a moral objection.
And in December, the administration took a proposed food benefit cut, one that the Republicans had drafted, but the Senate rejected, but they stuck it into a regulation anyway.
Something called a food benefit cut.
Yes.
Should be evil, inherently evil, inherently anti-Jesus, all that shit. An anti-food benefit cut. You must be shitting me. I mean, there's already cuts in those. I mean, if you need a food benefit, you're already experiencing a cut in your food. I mean, it seems crazy.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Ron Haskins, senior fellow at the Brookings Institution, says it seems that this administration's social policy power grabs are drastic even by recent standards. Quote, I think this administration's actions on poverty and on birth control are beyond anything I have seen in the past.
Oh, okay.
And this is a guy who used to work for Republicans.
Yeah.
As a staffer.
Holy shit. So he's seen some bad shit. I mean,
Currently poverty thing.
Yes.
This is currently a family of four is officially poor if the household earns less than $25,465 annually. Later this year, the government will update that number based on the rise in prices for things like food and shelter since last year.
Okay.
But the Trump's administration wants to change how they measure it. So it, of course, makes it seem like fewer people are in poverty.
That number you just read off, they're going to make that lower.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Well, higher.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's what I mean. Yeah, God. Yeah. Oh, shit. That's evil. That's evil. And you know what? Then a bunch of dick bags are going to put out memes about how there's less poverty under Trump. That's what this means.
Anyone can chime in when federal agencies request public comment. But that doesn't mean the administration will listen. In the case of the Medicaid work requirements, 99-1 opposed the allowing states to add a work requirement as a condition. But they approved it anyway. They didn't care. 99-1 were right. Opposed.
What if you lose your job? Do you lose your Medicare?
You probably get out and work, you lazy taker.
This is so fucked up. This really is fucked up.
There you go. They're already the Democrats are already laying the groundwork for a federal lawsuit over the administration's regulatory changes to the SNAP program. Let's not forget, SNAP, I believe, is for single mothers to feed their children.
It's
single
right.
mothers to feed their children.
What the fuck? This is just fucking atrocious.
This regulation would kick 755,000 off of benefits next year by reducing some of the leeway states have to waive the program's work requirements. Blah blah blah.
God, I mean, it's you would think the government would give you a leg up if you're poor. They would do something for you, but now it's like they're punishing you. Yeah, you lost your job. You lost your job, you asshole. So now I'm going to take your health care.
Yeah, and then I just saw another story. I don't even know if I saved it, but Amazon is now has a robot,
okay,
that can pack a box, pack and seal and label a box like 8 times faster than a human, and they're starting to put those in.
Oh my God! What does it look like? Does it walk around
on arms? It's probably like with the assembly line for a car. Did you ever see that with the robots?
Yeah, yeah.
The robot arms swinging all around doing shit.
But they can't think. They're not thinking or any. There's no. I mean, obviously not thinking. But
well, in a rudimentary level, I'm sure there's visual sensors which determine the position, the weight. There's sensors that determine the weight of the box and all that shit.
Yes.
It's got a look around, decide how to wrap it, how to seal it.
Right.
So I don't know.
Hooker robots.
We're taking all those low wage jobs. What?
I just said, do they have hooker robots too?
But we're taking away all these low wage jobs.
Yeah. That's horrible. That's why you need this basic minimum salary. Who's that guy running for president?
Andrew Yang.
Yeah. I'm fine with automation. Let's just get that guaranteed minimum salary.
Yeah, I hope he makes the debates because I want his argument out there more.
Yeah.
That's the headline over at the HuffPo while all this smoke and flash grenades of no collusion, no obstruction are going on, that Trump is giving the evil conservatives lots of spank material.
Ooh,
by
yes.
going after the poor.
Is maybe if he does this, he thinks the Republicans won't go for impeachment. Like, they won't come after him.
Maybe.
I guess. I don't know. I mean, I don't think they are, Trump.
Over at the Drudge Report, it's a picture of, what is he, president, premier? I don't know what the fuck he is of China. What is China. Xi Jinping, president, prime minister?
Premier, maybe.
It says, China strikes back.
China.
Tariff hikes. Will, quote, never surrender. There's like, you know, six headlines over here.
Yes. The
Dow down 617. That's
damn.
So it has closed. So
that's a lot.
That's a lot.
What's happening? What's going on? I thought the economy was in great shape.
The Chinese has now struck back after Trump on Friday announced a couple hundred billion dollars of tariffs.
Okay.
To increase the trade war that he's.
Right.
He has created.
When he eventually wins his trade war for us, what will we get out of it? What do we get?
We're not going to get anything. We're going to pay a lot more for shit.
Yes.
And other countries will fill in the gap for other countries.
Right.
As we've already seen. We've already lost a certain percentage of our soybeans to Mexico.
Oh, yes.
We used to sell soybeans to China, and the Mexicans said, well, hey, we have soybeans down here, guys. We're not going to slap a tariff on them. And China said, oh, well, we'll buy our soybeans from you instead.
Is Trump doing this to look tough?
Well, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And he thinks the benefit of looking tough will outweigh what this is going to cost America?
Well, and every economist that's on television says no one disagrees that China has been a bad actor.
China.
But trade war and tariffs would be the worst choice of solutions to try to force them to the table.
Yeah, this sounds pretty fucking horrible. I mean, the way this is being talked about on the news sounds like the fucking apocalypse.
So China said it will raise tariffs on $60 billion in U.S. goods in retaliation for the U.S. decision to hike duties on Chinese goods.
Duty.
Beijing will increase tariffs on more than 5,000 products. I'm sure not the Ivanka line of shitty clothing.
Did they make a deal? Do you think they made a boutique deal?
They did before.
I mean, that is the optics on
coincidence.
That can't be great.
Some other, it'll go as high as 25%. 25%. On some other goods, up will increase to 20%.
So, if I bought this soda from China for a dollar, now it's going to cost me $1.20.
Yes.
That sucks.
And then you will pass that cost onto the person buying it from you here in the United States.
Well, who's going to buy this after I'm done drinking it?
Well, you're not buying directly from China.
That's true.
I thought you were... You were the importer.
You're right. I am not. God. So yeah. So we're gonna get fucked even more.
The world's two largest economies have struggled to sign a trade deal, and end a widening conflict threatens to damage the global economy.
Global.
The latest shot in the trade war rattled investors. Major U.S. stock indices were down more than 2% today.
That's great, everybody. Good job. Good job, deplorables. It's going so well.
And you know, all those pension funds that they decided to steal from you and so that they could gamble your money away because it was driving them crazy that they had to keep money for sitting there for pensions to pay the people the benefits they deserve. But we can't let that money sit there. Let us gamble it.
You know, I got a friend of mine who's in the healthcare industry, and this blows my mind. He's in the healthcare industry, and he said that he didn't vote for Hillary because he really thought we needed someone like Donald Trump to burn it to the ground so we can rebuild a better version of America. He's out of his fucking mind.
Is that Norm?
Yeah.
It's a pseudonym.
Yeah, but everybody knows him by that. So
here.
Well, here, yeah. I don't know.
Unless people are now... Going through your Facebook friends.
Nobody fucking cares about me.
Steve Mnuchin, through flecks of spittle, said that the sides are still involved in negotiations.
We're still involved in negotiations.
Yay.
Did you ever notice how he always is like spit on his lips?
I'm too distracted by his fucking face to notice the spittle.
He's
so ugly.
The trade war impact already. And then, there's another headline from earlier on the HuffPo I put up that Trump now wants, because all the farmers are getting fucked by him and his tariffs.
Right.
Now he's like, now I want $15 billion to give the farmers.
Why? Just don't do the tariff in the first place, you dumbass.
But I'm taking SNAP benefits away from single mothers with children.
So you're going to give them a subsidy?
Well,
like a SNAP benefit?
No.
God, so dumb.
He's got to give giant corporate farms.
I mean, it really
he's
is.
He's got to pay them off.
Yeah, it's so fucked up. And the problem is there's no one, it's not a single adult in our government shutting him down. We can't depend on our legislative branch to impeach the guy because they won't be able to. They can just try.
Yeah.
So we're fucked. We're fucked.
Oh, Jimmy Carter broke his hip.
That's bad.
Underwent successful surgery, is recovering comfortably.
That's good.
He was on his way to go turkey hunting.
What the fuck?
He was treated in Americus, Georgia.
Yep, that's where he lives.
Near his home in Plains.
Oh, well, I thought it was Plains. They're right fucking next to each other. Yeah, I don't know that you'd be able to tell the difference.
President Carter said his main concern is that turkey season ends this week and he has not reached his limit yet.
Nah. God, it's too hot, man, for an old guy to be out running around in the woods right now. He's hot as fuck.
He may petition the state of Georgia to allow him to roll over the unused limit to next year.
No, okay.
Carter, 94.
Damn.
94.
Jeez.
Disclosed in 2015 that he had cancer in the liver and in the brain. He received 7 months of treatments, and the scans now show no signs of the disease.
Holy shit. Fuck. Now listen. When he was elected president, we talked about this on the show, he had a peanut farm.
Not at the time. We didn't talk about it on the show at the time.
Oh, I see. No. But you know the peanut farm thing.
Yeah. He had to give it up, right?
Right.
The squealy Republicans at the time were, I guess, concerned about the appearance of that kind of
a peanut farm.
Conflict of interest.
Oh, yes. Boy, that's rich.
Like, he might have been sitting down with, I don't know, who the fuck was the...
I don't know anybody in the
Andropov
fucking peanut business.
Or Brezhnev or who the fuck was the head of the Soviet Union.
As compared to Trump, I mean, he had a peanut farm. Now, Trump would have had, like, I don't know, a peanut plantation. Mini farms is my point. He wouldn't have given it up.
So there you go. Good wishes being sent to former President Carter.
Yes. Yes.
Those are your headlines.
Then. Right. Congratulations.
HuffPo, the Drudge Report. I mean,
you're welcome for listening.
Very
you're
concerned
welcome.
About all the tariffs.
Right. Good job.
As they should be.
He could just undo that, right? He could just take all that shit back and it could go away.
Yep.
But he doesn't.
No.
He's an asshole. He's a fucking asshole.
Also, RIP to Doris Day.
Oh, shit.
Who many I'm seeing on social media were frankly amazed that Doris was still with us.
Hell yeah. I mean, how old was she?
97.
Damn!
Said fuck it like 40 years ago or 50 years ago. She was like, I'm done.
Acting?
Retired and has been an animal rights activist.
Her. Shit.
For basically second half of her life. So good for her.
Yes.
Lived in Malibu.
Oh, okay. That's nice.
So there you go. RIP Doris Day.
Yay. Shit.
Also in the news.
Ooh,
oh my God, they're gonna be the Chinese are putting tariffs on our tequila.
Oh my God. Is that Wait, is that a joke?
No, that's I just saw it on the list of.
We get tequila from China?
No, the other way around.
Oh, okay.
Tariffs are the stuff that we're trying to we're trying to sell them.
Oh, okay. Who the fuck drinks tequila in China?
I
guess a lot of people. God damn.
Can they pronounce it?
I don't know.
They may have a tough time wrapping their tongues around those L's.
Yes.
We still see these interviews with some of these farmers who are like, yeah, I voted for Trump and, you know, we're down 25%. I don't know if we're going to be able to survive this, but, you know, I know it's all for the good and that president's going to come through.
Fuck Hillary. Lock her up.
Yeah.
You fucking idiots. Oh, my God. You're all so fucking dumb.
And there was something else
fucking
I saw
morons.
Over the weekend that. Again, if you take individual, if you go in the middle of Iowa and I don't know, lay some cheese on the ground and some waddlers come out and you talk to them, these Trump voters, when you talk to them about individual proposals that the Democrats have.
Oh, yes, yes.
What do you think about this? What do you think about that?
They like it.
They float this. What do you think about charging people 2% on their wealth over $50 million. And they're like, well, I don't see nothing wrong with that.
I mean,
but when you talk about individual candidates,
yes,
they hate them all.
Right.
They
yes.
The policies they're representing.
Yeah.
But the Republicans do such a good job of smearing and Fox fucking propaganda cunting news does such a good job of smearing and lying about the Democrats.
Yeah.
That these people, well, I don't like that. That Elizabeth Warren, socialist, she wants all this socialism. Well, you know, what do you think about a 2% tax on rich people? Well, I like that. That'd be good.
That really speaks to their racism and sexism, too, of the people who live there.
Yeah, you
know, I saw that Elizabeth Warren, was it over the weekend? She went to West Virginia talking about the opioid epidemic, and she got applause. She got applause and cheers from people wearing goddamn MAGA hats.
Yeah.
That's weird.
Meanwhile, I think Trump is still just shitting his depends over Biden.
Yeah.
Because all these polls now that are coming out are not only showing Biden, I think it's a Biden bump, but they're showing Biden bigly in the league now.
Yay.
But also head to head Biden versus Trump, he gets pummeled by double digits.
Oh, really?
By double digits so far in every poll, but you know, so did Hillary.
Yes.
Let's just all remind ourselves of that. So,
now
hopefully the Democrats are a little bit smarter about the strategy. And we know that Trump he's even announced it. That he's going for an electoral college victory again.
Yeah.
He doesn't care about that.
And the crazy thing is, you know, the Democrats are going to do the same thing they did last time. They're going to go with a centrist, probably like Biden, like Hillary. The same exact plan.
But if they do, this one they'll at least send to Wisconsin and Pennsylvania and Ohio. And they're going to focus more. And if it's Biden, he automatically does better in those areas because they kind of love him in those areas.
Yeah.
So, but that other poll that they were talking about this morning on MSNBC about how it's South Carolina, I think it is. Yeah,
yes.
South Carolina. And they just interviewed South Carolina voters with they're one of the earlier primaries.
Right.
And, you know, they're one of the ones they like to say, so goes South Carolina, so goes the primary.
Oh, great. South Carolina is a bellwether to what? Like,
well, kind of, because that was the first proof that Hillary was probably going to easily beat Bernie, because South Carolina is the Democratic voters, I believe, are majority minority.
Oh, okay.
In South Carolina,
right?
A lot of black voters in South Carolina that vote Democratic, and they. You know how the blacks felt about Bernie.
Yeah.
Didn't like him tall.
Right.
But now Biden is out in front among the Democratic voters. Among white voters that are Democrats in South Carolina, I'm trying to do this from memory from what I saw. I should probably look it up. I know Biden was in first, Buttigieg in second.
No shit.
But a big gap, like Biden way ahead. And then Buttigieg, and then a couple other white people. And then Kamala was like fifth. Among black folk in South Carolina, Biden in first.
Oh, wow.
I think it was Kamala in second. A few other people, Buttigieg, 0.0%.
Oh, shit.
0%.
Wow.
Might not be 0.0. They may round up.
Yes.
Obviously, there's probably a couple of people that would vote for him. But, no
Elizabeth Warren in there either,
Oh, she
right?
was in there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, she was in there. She was in the mix in the top four or five of both polls.
Right.
But I don't know. So far, the black people don't seem to be resonating with Mr. Buttigieg in a large capacity.
Right. So weird. I mean, it's so weird because, I mean, I know I talk about Elizabeth Warren all the time on the show, but again, I just reading her opioid thing, the war on drugs, the war on, she sees it as a war on those fucking pharmaceutical companies.
As well, it should be. And they need to start throwing fucking people in jail.
Right. Yeah.
In fact, I have a story. Here it is. A whole bunch of states have gotten together. I think it's like 40 states or something. I mean, it's a lot of states of both colors.
Yes.
In charge. That are filing a lawsuit against a pharmaceutical company, Teva. T-E-V-A, pharmaceuticals.
I thought they made sandals. Tevia.
Oh, I don't know. Tevia. Tevia is the lead in Fiddler on the Roof.
Oh, yes.
United States has filed a lawsuit against Tevia Pharmaceuticals, accusing them of orchestrating a sweeping scheme with 19 other drug companies to inflate drug prices. Sometimes by more than 1,000%.
1,000%!
And stifle competition for generic drugs. So here's your capitalism, you capitalist cunt wads that think free market, no restriction capitalism's the way to go. Here you got a bunch of big evil corporations scheming together to price fix. That's illegal. But that's one of those regulations you'd love to get rid of. I even saw some of the comments, some of these assholes. Well, it's the fair market. Fair market. Not if they're price fixing.
Yes.
It's not a fair, by definition, it's then not a fair market.
And look what you're doing to people. Look what they're doing to their fucking customer base.
This is one company saying, hey, guys, we know we can make this for $10. But if we all get together and charge $10,000 a dose.
Yes.
Then everybody will have to pay it.
You know what's frustrating, dude? It's like all this corporate as well, those bullshit. These greedy bastards. Jesus Christ, somebody comes along, somebody like Bernie or Elizabeth Warren or something will say, hey, we need the government to work for the people. And all of a sudden, those Democrats get labeled as takers.
Yeah, socialists.
Or they want free stuff. You mean they want free stuff? Free stuff, motherfucker. You're fucking us.
By the way, healthcare won't be free.
Yeah.
Some people's taxes will be going up, but they're no longer going to be paying healthcare costs.
I mean, god damn.
The 20 drug companies engaged in illegal conspiracies to divide up the market for drugs to avoid competing with each other. You guys take these states. We'll take these states.
Oh, my God.
So we don't have to lower prices to compete with each other.
Is that what happened in West Virginia?
With
opioids? I wonder.
Maybe.
Probably. Yeah. Well, they just got inundated with a lot of pills.
Drug prices from both branded and generic manufacturers have sparked outrage and investigations in the United States. Criticism comes from across the spectrum. from Trump all the way to progressive Democrats, including U.S. Senator Elizabeth Warren.
Right.
Trump, of course.
He doesn't care.
Gives it lip service. But then we'll bow, we'll bend over to his pharmacy.
Oh, yes. Buddy,
golf plan friends.
Oh, and that he doesn't care about people, like poor people getting sick and shit like that. He doesn't give a fuck.
500 page lawsuit accuses the generic drug industry, which mainly sells medicines that are off patent and should be less expensive.
Yes.
Of a long history of discrete agreements to ensure that companies that are supposedly competitors each get, quote, a fair share. A
fair share. Holy God.
The complaint says, apparently unsatisfied with the status quo of fair share and the mere avoidance of price erosion, Teva and its co-conspirators embarked on one of the most egregious and damaging price-fixing conspiracies in the history of the United States.
Holy fuck.
Now, let's take a bet right now. How many of these 20 companies' executives will see 1 second in jail?
I mean, are we taking a real... If we took a real bet, I would say zero.
Oh, that's what I mean.
Oh, yeah. I would say zero.
That's what we're going to... They should rot in fucking jail. We should be able to put them in the stocks and throw rotten fruit at them.
Well, I mean, yeah, because...
For their evil.
People probably died.
Yes.
Surely died because they couldn't afford their medicine.
The drugs included everything from tablets and capsules to creams and ointments to treat conditions including diabetes, high cholesterol, high blood pressure, cancer, epilepsy, and more. In some instances, the coordinated price increases were more than 1,000%.
That's torture.
15 individuals are named as defendants who carried out the schemes on a day-to-day basis. The governor of Nevada said in a statement, the level of corporate greed alleged in this multi-state lawsuit is heartless and unconscionable. Again, this is a lawsuit.
How did they get away with it? How did these, is there no regulators looking, were they just looking the other way? What the fuck was our government doing to protect us from these motherfuckers? I mean, fine, you're going after them now, big fucking deal. But why, how did this happen?
And then you've got your Republicans who would like to get rid of the FDA altogether.
Yeah, we could have more of this.
Get rid of the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau that has gone after this.
So I get it. I get the government. What I understand is they don't regulate these fuckers. They don't do anything. They let them rob and steal, whatever. And finally, one day, they're like, oh, this is getting out of hand. Let's bust these guys, and we'll make a big show about it, and everybody will suck our cocks.
Right, and nothing will happen.
Yeah, and no one will go to jail.
They've put in all the corporate protections so that somehow I'm sure we the people will end up paying for damages somehow.
Oh, absolutely.
They'll fire for bankruptcy and be like, oh, we can't afford all.
They'll have their losses socialized.
And then, but not one of the people involved will lose a dime.
And yet there are people out there saying, oh, I won't get this pill because I don't have enough money. I want to eat.
Right.
Fuck that.
There you go. Unfettered capitalism.
I am not. The government deserves no applause for this. Fuck them. They shouldn't have let this fucking shit happen.
Well, and this should be going on in every industry because we know every industry. Big everything needs to be broken up. I've said that as my opinion. I've said it before. Big anything, everything needs to be broke up. Breaking them all up. That's competition.
Absolutely.
Put limits on the sizes of companies and how many franchises you can have and all that stuff. But my freedom. Fuck your freedom.
Yeah. What freedom?
What's better for society? You running the Monopoly board and laughing at the poor people as they're starving to death is fuck your freedom. That ain't freedom.
Those 15 dick bags who took it upon themselves to fuck everything up to do the price fixing.
Yeah.
Their freedom. They're the free ones of this. They're rich as shit. They can do whatever the fuck they want at the cost of everyone else. Fuck that. How free are you if you're sick and can't afford your medicine?
So there you go. Also in the headlines today, a SCOTUS decision.
Ooh.
That has people vexed and surprised
yes
that
it went 5-4.
Right.
In a good direction, inexplicably.
Yes.
This is a lawsuit that is one of is a class action lawsuit, and we know Republicans hate class action lawsuits. They hate when the people take on any corporate entity. That's
oh,
why,
right.
That's
absolutely
why they hate labor unions.
Yes,
and anything that might challenge their ability to fleece workers and the nation.
Right.
When people get together, they don't like that. Corporations, the evil corporate executives getting together and deciding how to spend millions of dollars on corporate money to buy politicians, according to Citizens United, fucking okay.
That's okay.
Not a problem. But if workers decide to coalesce and form a block, a voting block together, that's evil. You shouldn't allow that.
A bunch of politicians got together and said, hey, businesses, it's okay if you want to give us fuck tons of money so we can keep our shitty fucking jobs.
But the little people trying to match your power by getting together and pooling their money.
Whoa, no, we can't have that.
You.
That's not legal.
Yeah. That's crazy.
So they've been trying to get rid of class action lawsuits.
What? Just get rid of them?
Yeah, look up all the a lot of these conservatives want class action to go away. Single individual.
Wow.
They want each person because they fear when groups of people get together.
Yeah, because right. How would I sue the oil industry?
You can fight an individual here and there, make them sign NDAs,
yes.
Toss them a couple hundred grand to shut them up.
Pay them off.
But when you have a $1 billion class action lawsuit with hundreds of plaintiffs.
Yes.
Or plaintiffs, yeah. They can't handle because then
right.
They might have to actually lose a few cents of their dividends on their stocks.
I mean, don't they have a bunch of lawyers, corporate lawyers that are just on retainer that work for them?
Yeah. And that's the other thing is how is an individual going to take on a $1 billion business that can afford $1 million lawyers?
Well, because, you know, I mean, God, if you have a whole gaggle of lawyers on retainer, you can sue anybody you fucking want, right?
That's how Trump is.
Yes.
Wins by attrition.
Oh, okay.
Wins by attrition.
God. Yeah.
Drag it out until the other people run out of money and can't pay lawyers anymore.
Right.
It's the American way. It's the Trumpian way. So the Supreme Court today rang in on...
Hello!
Now, all this is this isn't even the results of this lawsuit. This is just saying, yes, the lawsuit can go forward.
Right.
It was a antitrust lawsuit against... It's a consumers getting together for a class action lawsuit against the App Store.
Okay.
And developers... The Apple saying you can only run shit on our iPhone, but you have to sell it through our App Store.
Yes. Oh, yes.
And then we're also going to charge you 30% commission on all of it.
It's going to cost you.
The Supreme Court today, 5-4, said that the people can sue.
Damn.
Over excessive prices on the exclusive app store.
Did Kavanaugh vote correctly on this?
The question before the court was whether consumers beef over prices is with Apple directly or with the app developers who pass along the tech giant's 30% commission.
Yes.
As well as its rule that says prices must end in 99. Like $3.99, $4.99.
Wow.
The ruling theoretically could affect millions of iPhone app purchasers. It's not clear yet how many would qualify as plaintiffs. It's also not clear how the law's triple damages for antitrust violations would be apportioned.
I'm a plaintiff on this.
If Apple, me too.
God damn it.
The dissent was written by Gorsuch. He said the app developers have the more legitimate claim against Apple instead of the people.
Oh, fuck you, dude.
But the majority chose to give the majority opinion writing to Justice Brett Kavanaugh.
Wow.
Who voted 5-4 with the liberals.
Wow. Okay. I get Kavanaugh now. He'll vote not like a total dickbag all up until it's time for something to do with Donald Trump and being indicted or the fucking election. And he's going to suck his little orange cock like nobody's business.
Kavanaugh wrote, in the majority, our cases have consistently stated that direct purchasers from alleged antitrust violators may maintain a suit against the antitrust violators. Blah, blah, blah. Protecting consumers from monopoly prices has been the central concern of antitrust. That is why we have antitrust law, he wrote.
Right.
There you go, Kavanaugh.
So...
Oddly, on the right side.
Well, I don't think it's that odd, maybe.
Even on Fox News, they were like, the legal dude over there at Fox News was like, this amazes me.
Well, he's going to have to pay up at some point. Donald Trump nominated him to vote correctly.
Well, but wouldn't it be
a president?
Spectacular if he turned around and fucked Trump, though? I mean, wouldn't that be poetic justice for Trump's whole life and career that... because what can Trump do to Kavanaugh now? He's got the seat. Trump can't unring that bell. There's nothing Trump could do to remove Kavanaugh or injure him in any
way. Trump's a gangster. There's plenty of shit he could do to him.
What could he do?
I don't know. Illegal shit. Would never do anything illegal or criminal.
Well, yeah, we don't have any evidence of violence.
I don't know that we don't.
If there's evidence of violence in his past... Of violent threats, except for alleged Stormy's allegation. I've heard nothing else.
Yeah.
Nothing else from that, but maybe, I don't know.
I don't know. I just think, I don't know. I can't imagine Trump would go to the trouble and nominate this Kavanaugh guy. Why is he nominated, first of all? Why was he nominated to be on the SCOTUS?
I just think Trump is so inept that he would have been caught by now if he were involved in any real violent kind of stuff. I mean...
I just think when the Mueller shit hits the fan, can we indict a sitting president? I think Kavanaugh will take care of his boy.
Oh, quite possibly.
That's what I think. You know.
I was just saying, wouldn't it be fun speculation if
maybe
if Kavanaugh did the right thing?
Yeah,
Trump.
But I put you there.
God, I can't imagine.
But I put you there. I mean, because Trump fucked up with Sessions, right? He should have made sure Sessions wouldn't do something like recuse himself.
He said that.
Yeah. So why would he fuck up with Kavanaugh?
I wouldn't have put you there if I knew you were going to recuse yourself.
I mean, surely Trump learned that lesson. It was like, listen, dude.
But no obstruction.
Yeah.
That's not obstruction.
Right.
So good news,
boo.
I guess, for consumers and fans of antitrust laws and legislation.
Right.
A little bit of good news.
Right. I mean, Trump.
Shocking news that Brett Kavanaugh.
I mean.
In a blatant anti-corporate kind of a thing.
To speak to whether Donald Trump is capable of ordering violence. I mean, he didn't have a problem with that the journalist getting hacked up in the basement of that embassy, and he didn't have a problem suggesting that we take out Assad and his party, right? He said, "Why don't we just kill them all?"
Well, right, but nobody would do it.
I know, but I'm just saying that came from the mouth of Trump. I mean, it's not like he's going to do something himself, but yeah, he could order.
Right.
I can see him ordering violence.
Well, okay.
I
could see him wistfully saying that. I don't see anybody actually agreeing with him and carrying out those orders. I mean, I think we'd already have a line of bodies.
Yes.
To attribute to him. If that were the case.
Right.
And that would have been brought out already. If Hillary's got a pile of dead bodies.
Oh, yes. Right.
If there were actual right. dead bodies of enemies of Trump, I think yes. that would have come out already. What else have we got here? This is great. This is a story out of from the New York Times.
Yes.
Fake news.
Ooh.
That my computer is really being snatchy right now.
Snatch.
crabdiving.com/Amazon.
That's right.
Every time you go and buy something, we get a little commission.
You shall pay us.
And when this thing dies, maybe we'll be able to get a new one and keep right. the show going.
Oh, yes.
The New York Times, you know how Russia. You know, stuck its little Wiener Schnitzel
ooh,
in the.
Yes.
I don't know what the Russian term is.
In the.
In our election halls.
Oh, yes.
The last time.
Nicked!
And we're finding more and more that a lot of the really divisive issues here in the country are bigly exacerbated online by Russian trolls.
Okay.
Every time something happens, the most recent one example is when the Mueller report dropped and suddenly all of these social media accounts attributed to Russia
right.
started cranking the no collusion, no obstruction lie.
Damn.
And then other social issues like anti-vaxxer. The Russians are pushing the anti-vaxxer stuff. Because they want us to die of
they
measles.
Want us to be weak, right?
Yeah.
Do we think Russian... Didn't you say Russian bots played a part in the Buttigieg thing? That Medium article?
Yeah. They jumped right on it.
Yeah.
And you could see even on... Like, I noticed on the Twitter that there were an awful lot of tweets that... I can't believe this. And then a link to the same article.
Some bullshit.
The same Medium article.
Right.
But now they're going after 5G technology.
Okay.
Right now there's a race going on to among mobile companies worldwide to see who can roll out 5G the quickest and the most
right.
efficiently.
Trump said we had it, though. Didn't he say somewhere that we already had 5G?
We kind of don't. I mean, right. we do, but we don't. There are parts of a couple cities that I think have tested it and stuff like that, but it's not, I don't think it's out totally yet.
Yes.
I've seen videos of stuff running on 5G. It's
is it cool?
Fast, yeah. Governments and telecom companies around the world have acknowledged the importance of 5G wireless technologies, but one country is quietly attempting to undermine trust in the standard.
Oh, wow.
The newspaper is accusing, this is New York Times.
Yes.
Russian broadcaster RT America of stoking health-related 5G disinformation. You're going to get the cancer from the 5G.
5G gave me syphilis.
In an effort to delay other countries while Russia prepares to belatedly launch its own. So yes. all they're trying to do is throw a wrench in the rest of the world.
God damn. So they want to get the 5G market.
They can get the 5G market.
Jesus.
And how many dummies are already starting to pick it up?
Whoa.
You know, the Democrats are pushing that 5G, it fries your brain.
They gonna give you cancer.
It's a mark of the devil.
Right. Oh, it's satanic?
Disinformation tracking firms have unearthed evidence of a Russian campaign to sow doubts about 5G.
Right.
Using RT America, they call the cat's paw of Russia's president, Vladimir Yay. Putin. To distribute propaganda. The Russian government hopes to get democratic governments tied up in fights
yes.
over 5G's environmental and health hazards.
Well, mission fucking accomplished. I'm sure that will happen here. I have no fucking doubt. And thanks for the anti-vaxxer shit, Vlad, you dick.
As early 5G networks are launching across multiple countries, RT has aired 7 alarmist programs this year alone, including sensational phrases such as 5G apocalypse.
Oh,
and
God.
The experiment on humanity.
So they're even trying to float the idea that 5G isn't just a, it's just not for your Wi-Fi, your cellular service. It's a way the government can get inside your brain?
No, it's an experiment. They're rolling it out without knowing what's going on.
Oh, I see.
Because
I see.
Russia will then put out 5G and claim that theirs is perfectly safe and healthy.
5G gave me third nipple.
In one report, they said 5G might kill you, claiming that children exposed to 5G towers will develop nosebleeds, learning disabilities, and the cancer.
That's it. That's going to kill it here. Oh, my God. Your kids are going to get cancer from this 5G, and they're going to get autism from these goddamn vaccinations.
They started spreading disinformation on TV, internet videos, Facebook, and YouTube. Hundreds of smaller blogs and websites have already picked up the claims and repeated them.
Great.
Often without noting the Russian origin of the stories.
Well, they're not going to fucking notice. How fucking great. We're going to get polio. We're all going to have polio and measles. We'll all die of that. And we won't even have 5G. We won't even be able to enjoy our last moments of this earth before we succumb to smallpox by watching streaming videos on 5G, because we won't be able to have it.
RT operates by offering its platform to discredited and fringe voices, promoting campaigns against vaccinations, climate change, and GMO foods.
Stop it! Could you just stop it? These people, would you just stop with the fake shit? Would you consider it?
In the case of 5G, RT uses loaded terms like wireless cancer and radiation to refer to 5G signals.
Will 5G give me cancer? Yes or fucking no?
I would think probably not, unless you're laying on top of the tower.
God, if you got friends... Well, then, you know, if you're laying on top of the tower, you could also die from falling off of it.
Despite RT's claim that, quote, the higher the frequency, the more dangerous it is to living organisms, here's some science for you. Scientists note that 5G's higher frequency wireless signals are actually less likely to penetrate human skin than earlier technologies, therefore likely having even less impact on living organisms.
Okay. So no impact, really. The only impact it'll really have is when I'm looking at my iPhone, I can watch a video faster.
Meanwhile, efforts to launch 5G are underway within Russia itself.
Oh, of course.
And what? Russians are embracing even more extreme views on the high-frequency wireless signals. It's believed there they can be used to heal wounds, fight hair loss, rejuvenate skin, and treat cancer.
So they're doing it on both ends. They're saying 5G gives you cancer. 5G cures your cancer.
Except our 5G
Mother
Russia will cure your cancer and shrink your cancerous lumps.
I'm also seeing that Russian's 5G will suck your cock.
American 5G, however. Well,
yes.
Bad.
Gives you Lou Gehrig's disease. God, we're so fucking stupid. Vlad, I just want to let you know that this is a good plan. This is a particularly great idea.
Brilliant plan.
You fuck.
Take advantage of stupidity.
Yeah, the thing with this plan, though, that you probably are sad about is that with the anti-vaxxer shit, you get to put out all that disinformation, but the bonus is we all get sick and fucking die.
Yes.
Great.
The Arkansas Americans for Prosperity representative.
Yes.
Is promoting a pro-Confederate group event.
Oh, great. A pro-Confederate group event.
Yeah.
I hope they're all on 5G. They get stupid fuckface cancer.
A field representative for Americans for Prosperity's Arkansas chapter have been promoting a rally being organized by members of a neo-Confederate group.
How many of these these neo-Nazi fucks are anti-vaxxers, do you think?
Probably a bunch.
Because if they're susceptible to, like, the fake news and Hillary's got Vince Foster's body mounted to her fucking study, why wouldn't you believe the anti-vaxxer shit, too?
Yeah.
God.
Yes. The Highwaymen or something is a neo-Confederate group whose members are traveling throughout the nation in support of keeping Confederate monuments erected in cities.
Oh, my God.
When the citizens demand their removal.
But they weren't. Did they understand what we talk about on the show all the time? Crab diving on iTunes, Stitcher and Spotify, that those monuments weren't erected around the time of the Civil War. They were put up.
They don't care.
For the Jim Crow laws, to get support for the Jim Crow laws,
no,
right?
No, they were, but it says right there on the plaque that it's in honor of our fallen Confederate.
Defecation. Oh, God. At least your kid won't have autism.
So there's a rally, I guess, scheduled later this month in Hot Springs, Arkansas.
God.
Hillary Clinton is scheduled to deliver a keynote address to the 2019 graduating class of the Arkansas School for Mathematics, Science, and Arts. The rally is simply titled on their Facebook page. This is a counter rally, a protest rally outside.
Right.
Because Hillary is giving a commencement speech.
Okay.
But the Highwaymen are rallying outside, and the name of their Facebook event is Lock Her Up with 5 exclamation points.
Five? Wait. Dickheads. That pisses me off. Because, you know, when you put... Oh, man, I'm furious, actually. You go on Facebook, you put up an event, right? Facebook.
I know, go to Ryan's Rated R Comedy page on Facebook.
Yeah, Facebook.com/RatedRComedy. You put up an event and you want to say, hey, stand-up show tonight. You want to put an exclamation point on the end of it. It won't let you. It won't let you.
Why?
I don't fucking know. But I've always...
How did they get 5?
I don't know. Yeah, that's a big squirt there, buddy. I can't put exclamation points on my fucking the title of my event post.
The rally, simply titled "Lock Her Up," 5 exclamation points on a Facebook event page, is billing itself as a quote opportunity to let Hillary Clinton know how Arkansans feel about her getting away from an FBI investigation.
She knows how you feel about her, you dumb fuck. She's not. Do you think Hillary is confused about how these redneck fuck faces feel about her?
I think we're all pretty aware of this. Beefies. Kenneth Wallace is a representative of the group. in a Facebook live stream event, did mention to people, quote, now there's a possibility of white supremacists showing up.
Oh, a possibility?
There's also a possibility of Antifa showing up.
Oh,
the LGBT crowd, the illegal alien crowd may show up, so anything could happen here.
You know what I wish would show up? I wish the Black Panther would show up and fuck everybody up. That's what I wish. God.
In another video, he noted the same possibility that there may be some white supremacists there. They're not. Not us, of course. We just want Hillary locked up.
But he
did say anything could happen, but it's a really important event to have as many conservatives up there as possible. So it sounds like he's saying, you know, if there happened to be a white supremacist too, that's okay because we need conservatives.
Oh my God. So this guy's sort of admitting, well, I mean, he's a white supremacist, but he's kind of saying they're the KKK's little bitch.
Well, right.
Don't say anything about the KKK. Good God.
Well, and you can't, what was it? They can't remove white supremacist pages because they're inadvertently removing just Republicans.
On Twitter, they tried an algorithm.
Yeah.
The algorithm cannot tell the difference between a Republican and a KKK fucker.
Now, Americans for Prosperity, you recall.
Yes.
Are the Kochs. That's the Kochs group.
Right.
That have done all the damage.
Yeah.
up and down, like at state level and everything. They're the political advocacy group that the Koch brothers founded.
You know, I listen to this story about this, I don't know, this Arkansas group. And this will never happen because we don't have this in this world. But we did see in games, in time.
End game.
One end game.
Yes.
And
don't spoil anything.
There's no spoiler alert. But after watching that, I think about Wakanda and how...
Which doesn't exist.
Which how sad. It's that we don't have a Wakanda on our planet is tragic. Because we are in bad times right now. We are in such bad times that I wonder if someplace like Wakanda is not the only thing that could save our planet. But there is no Wakanda. But it would be so great if Wakanda could dispatch some Black Panther types to this rally in Arkansas and just do what they do to bad people.
Yes.
I'm not calling for violence from Wakanda. I'm calling for intervention. Will you take care of our racists, please? Seacrest out.
Seacrest out. Ryan Seacrest. Although he's like turned himself into like another Dick Clark.
Oh yeah,
he's one of the richest people out in that town.
Yes, yes.
Dunkelman.
Oh yes, Brian Dunkelman.
Chose
yeah,
poorly.
He fucked up. Never quit a place that's paying you. Yeah. Never leave.
For those that don't know, Brian Dunkelman was the co-host, along with Ryan Seacrest, of the first season of American Idol. And then he decided it just wasn't for him.
Yep. And who's still flipping letters at the Wheel of Fortune?
Vanna.
Vanna fucking White.
Oh, my God. And still cashing lots of big checks.
Yes.
Thanks for joining us, everybody. We do this 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 Yay. To 7 Eastern. Oh, we have news, by the
right.
way. I have to let these guys know. I don't even think I told them that their show is running on our network now.
Oh,
so
okay.
Cool podcast.
Oh, yes.
Welcome to the fold.
Welcome.
The So Cool podcast. If you want to hear some Chicago accents,
oh yeah,
and listen. It's awesome. They are now streaming on the Crab Diving Network.
Yay!
Let me see if I can call up their description for you. But pretty soon the schedule will be fixed over at the website, so you know about that.
Right.
It says done in the style of 1980s talk radio. And then they list three Chicago stations that wouldn't really help anybody.
Yeah.
CKG 97, the Loop.
The
So Cool podcast is 240 something guys trying to stay relevant. Nostalgic Generation X comedy movies and Atari.
Oh shit.
They talk Atari, man.
I don't remember Atari. I don't know what that is.
I worked for Atari.
Oh, did you? What's this sound then?
I went to, rep their stuff at Gen Con.
Ooh, okay.
Back in the day.
Gen Con.
I helped them sell Ataris.
Oh, shit, dude. And then you know this sound.
Affleck?
No, it's Pac-Man.
Oh.
That's what Pac-Man sounded like on Atari.
So there you go. Welcome to the So Cool podcast. Go to the crabdiving.com website.
Yay!
There's a link to their downloads. So
right.
If you want to download all the past episodes and listen to them, they're funny as hell.
Download this, motherfucker!
Jerry and Christopher.
Welcome!
I believe there may be a pseudonym involved.
Okay.
Welcome
to the podcast network!
So there you go. Check them out. Y'all. I forgot to tweet about them, but we will be doing that. And welcome to the network.
Shall be twatting.
They started running yesterday. I forgot to inform them.
Oh shit. God.
Sorry, Jerry. If you're listening,
I will
be sending you a message on Facebook.
You're on the air. We didn't tell you.
Right after the show.
Nine.
And don't forget all the other great stuff here on the network.
That's right.
Also, go to crabdiving.com and you can see all the other shows, K Voice and
yes,
Decker,
right,
etc. Actually, that's about it. right now. Well, the
right.
Good Morning Jonestown.
Yes, absolutely. Also.
And occasionally the Lady Killer podcast.
Right.
If there's a new episode that will
serial
stream.
Killers. Yes.
So there you go. We're expanding.
Yes.
Crabs are spreading.
Ooh, yes.
Growing.
Itchy. Like the measles.
This kind of makes me insane.
Yes.
That occasionally the turtle-like pace that our justice, I'm putting that in quotes,
right
system.
Oh yes,
sometimes
I like turtles.
Crawl at.
Oh yeah, they like to take their time when they're fucking you.
And here's a perfect example. Remember the name Eric Garner?
Oh, yes.
A man yes. who was murdered by a police officer. Oh, excuse me. He had the audacity to not want to be harassed by cops who were accusing him of selling loose cigarettes.
Yeah. And they killed him.
They choked him out and killed him.
On camera. On fucking camera.
In 2014, Eric Garner lost his life at the hands of NYPD officer Daniel Pantaleo. Now, 5 years later, the officer is facing a trial that could lose him his job. Not criminal charges.
Oh, he's going to lose his job.
This is just to decide whether he keeps his job that he's kept for the past 5 years.
What does it... If you kill somebody when you're at work, if you kill someone... And you don't get fired. What the fuck right. is your job? That's crazy.
The trial is set to begin today at the police department headquarters. The trial's long been awaited by Garner's family, who were awarded a settlement of more than $5 million after a grand jury declined to bring criminal charges. Oh, so he was, I guess they tried, but the grand jury. Yeah. Grand juries in New York aren't real.
The grand jury didn't find Eric Garner's life to be worth anything.
No, they did get a settlement of $5 million, yeah. but a grand jury looking at criminal charges against the cop said no criminal.
They didn't think it was necessary. Interesting.
His conduct was also reviewed by the Civil Complaint Review Board, an independent city agency that integrates allegations of allegations yes. of police misconduct. They recommended him be removed from the police force. So
thanks.
He faces charges of reckless use of a chokehold and intentional restriction of breathing, though his attorney has continued to insist he did not use a chokehold, but a different technique. And known as a seat belt, which is taught to officers in training.
Whatever. What did they say? An intentional what of breathing?
Restriction of breathing.
An intentional restriction of breathing is fucking murder. That's killing someone.
The NYPD banned chokeholds in 1993 in light of growing concerns over the rising number of civilian deaths while in police custody. Oh, thanks for
that,
guys.
Thanks for giving a slight fuck.
In 2016, the ban was weakened when the department added an exception, making it acceptable under certain circumstances.
Under the circumstance that you want to kill the guy. Under that circumstance.
A police department judge presiding over the trial said prosecutors would be tasked with proving that Pantaleo's actions went beyond a mere violation of department rules and constituted a crime.
Yeah.
Garner had repeated run-ins with the police before the day he was murdered. He told officers leave him alone as they approached him outside a beauty supply store. The medical examiner ruled Garner's death a homicide after Pantaleo positioned his arm under Garner's neck with another under his left arm, dragging him to the ground while he begged for air, saying, "I can't breathe," at least 11 times.
We saw it. We saw it on fucking video.
I'm not going to read what the police union says. You know what they say.
Fuck them.
He was a monster, probably.
Yeah, you guys are monsters.
Couldn't you see how he morphed into a giant, scary monster?
Yeah, and all he did was purposely restrict a path of air or whatever the fuck that is. Boy, that is a bullshit way of saying this cop killed this guy. He killed him.
So we'll see how that goes with the trial for this cop to see if he gets to keep his fucking job.
He'll lose his job. That's the thing.
Well, then, you know, skip over a county.
Or
move a county over and you'll be able to be hired no problem. Because people like us would love a national database of cops that were fired for misconduct or for crimes.
Yes.
But guess who refuses to do that?
Oh, the fucking cops, right?
Oh, the cops union. How dare you?
Just be honest. We should have our police. We need to have our police rebrand themselves. They're a little bit more honest. Get rid of that to serve and protect thing. Unless you're going to put our own asses on the end of it. You know?
Oh, and the Supreme Court already ruled. They don't have to serve and protect us.
They want to fucking... They want to beat the public and take their fucking money.
Many of them, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I right.
Especially the black ones.
And I would like to hear from the ones that don't want that. I would like to hear from more of them that don't want that, but you don't.
Also in the news, y'all.
Yes.
Got a story here. Where is that story?
I mean, God, it's like you think about that Eric Garner thing. It's funny. It's like, I can't breathe.
Yes.
He was choking to death. They knew he was dying. They knew he was dying and they kept doing it. And that guy can't, he can't, there's no criminal complaint. There's no crime that cop committed.
We have mother's husband.
Yes.
Mike Pence.
Boo.
Permanently constipated look on his face, yes. Kind of.
Right.
Christo constipated.
Yes, he has the Handmaid's Tale disease.
Well, he gave the commencement address at Liberty fucking University.
You should be using air quotes when you say university.
I wonder if Jerry Falwell's pool boy friend was in attendance.
Yes. Oh, yes. No. It's not his pool boy. It's his it's investment
his,
product.
I forgot it's now his investment partner.
Oh yeah.
In a hotel.
Right.
After they met while apparently the pool boy was brilliantly serving them a Mai Tai at a resort.
I want to give this guy $10 million. And by the way, isn't there some pictures involved or something like that?
Separate issue, but allegedly.
I mean, it could be.
Well, they interviewed the dude, the pool boy, who
yes.
said, I got nothing to do with any pictures.
Hmm. Okay.
The vice president spoke at the Evangelical Christian University in Lynchburg, Virginia.
Yay.
Virginia.
Right.
Let me see if I can get an actual audio of this. Otherwise, I will read from the transcript, but Mike Pence, you can imagine.
Oh, God.
Is, let me see.
How sad, though. Imagine, I mean, if this guy wasn't vice president or wasn't in he was a right-wing nut job radio personality.
Yeah.
So essentially, you're having Rush Limbaugh do a fucking commencement speech. How sad. God, what the fuck is Mike Pence going to say?
Here's one of the lowlights.
You're entering an America where you have a president and an administration that are standing strong for all the liberties we cherish, the freedom of speech.
What?
Who, meanwhile, they would love to shut down the press.
Yeah.
And not have anybody be able to criticize him.
Hey, Mike, I might push back on you there. I think what you mean by freedom of speech is the freedom for white guys to say whatever racist shit they want without any repercussions.
Right.
That's what I think.
The freedom of speech, the freedom of religion. And we stand without apology for the sanctity of human life.
We know. God.
Which is a lie.
Without apology.
You stand without apology for the sanctity of forced birth.
Yes.
You don't stand for the sanctity of life, because once that little creature scrabbles out of that vajayjay, you don't give a rat's fucking ass about it.
If you're pro-life, how about the life that needs a minimum wage raised? How about get rid of the death penalty if you're pro-life, you fuck?
Or do what's been proven to prevent unwanted pregnancy.
Birth control.
Allow people unfettered access to birth control.
Or how about this? Allow women to make decisions about their goddamn vaginas because it's a part of their fucking body.
Yeah.
I don't know. Nobody tells you what to do with your dick, dumbass.
He also, of course, took a moment.
Yes.
To pig squeal.
Ooh.
Do I have this? I don't have this audio. This is.
He's electric. He's so dynamic when he speaks.
This person says, Mike Pence, cheerleader of the porn star presidency.
Oh, yeah.
Stood up there with Jerry Falwell Jr., who we now know had a racy photos problem that Michael Cohen had to fix.
Oh, okay.
God, where is the quote that I'm looking for?
These like rich evangelical white guy types, they just at the end of the night, they just get together in a room and fuck.
Possibly.
I don't know.
Quite possibly. Is this the whole thing? I don't want the whole thing. I just want.
You don't want to listen to his whole fucking shitty ass commencement speech.
Oh boy. Todd Starnes retweeted one of the links.
Oh God.
A powerful message from Vice President to Liberty University graduates.
Oh Jesus.
Here is what Mike Pence. Okay. Trying to look for what it said. Vice President Pence looked over the sea of people dressed in Navy graduation caps and matching gowns on the breezy overcast Saturday.
Squirt.
The Washington Post. But the focus of his commencement address was not on preparing graduates for the difficulties they may face landing jobs.
Yes.
Or paying off student loans. No. Those with degrees from the private evangelical Christian university may likely face a unique obstacle, Pence said, in their post-grad lives. Quote, some of the loudest voices for tolerance today have little tolerance for traditional Christian beliefs.
Yeah, no shit. No fucking shit, dude.
As you go about your daily life, just be ready, because you're going to be asked not just to tolerate things that violate your faith.
Yeah.
You're going to be asked to endorse them.
Hell yeah.
Take a dick up your ass.
Right.
Ladies, lick that woman's vagina, ladies.
As soon as you step off that college. Yes, a dildo right in your asshole. Mandatory.
Quote, you're going to be asked to bow down to the idols of the popular culture.
Bow down to what idols? What idols are we bowing down to? How scary. Good God. This is the dumbest shit. This is from our vice president. Oh, my God.
Well, yeah.
Every pop culture is so scary.
Well, it's Jews.
What?
It's Jews.
Oh, yes.
J-E-W-S.
Oh, yes. Gonna have to bow down to that, too.
You know, right. When they talk about Hollywood, liberal Hollywood.
We're going to need you to bow down to Tom Hanks' cock.
They mean the Christ killers.
Oh, yeah. Right.
He said, throughout American history. I might have found it finally.
Oh, good.
If you're going to have any trouble finding a job.
Oh, God.
I can promise you the Liberty name carries great weight with employers all over the country.
Or apparently being a pool boy with a big dick.
Oh, here's $10 million.
Also, yeah, yeah.
I should know. I'm proud to say there are actually 4 Liberty alumni on the vice president's staff at the White House today.
Oh.
And we're proud of each and every one of them.
Name them! Name them! I want to know who they are. Because
so the American economy is soaring. And you all ought to know that prosperity didn't just happen.
Oh.
Since day one of our administration, President Trump and I have been advancing the very principles and values that you studied and learned here at Liberty.
How to screw the poor. How to treat the traveler, the beleaguered traveler.
Yeah, all
that stuff.
Oh, right. I'm going to chop up a bunch of fish and a bunch of loaves, and everybody's getting God.
Take their kids away from them. Lock them in cages. Just like just like the Christian values you're taught here.
Someone give Mike Pence a fucking Oscar. How in the shit is he able to say that with a straight fucking face?
Christian Republican.
Right, he's real good at it.
Yeah.
He's real good at it. That's his shit.
President Trump and I have been advancing the very principles and values that you studied and learned here at Liberty. Principles and values.
I mean, everywhere.
Principles and values.
Anywhere Trump has been, there is now a dried face print of cum on the ground that looks like Mike Pence. All these,
right,
these
right.
Bass, these bass reliefs of Mike Pence's face as he presses his face into the puddle of jizz to lap it up.
That has to be the end of the show. That's funny. That has to be. I'm going to turn it off. I'm turning it off right now.
Advancing the very principles and values that you studied and learned here at Liberty. Principles and values that are making our country strong and great again. We've been rebuilding our military, standing with our allies and standing up to our enemies. And under this administration, if the world knows nothing else, the world knows this. Uh-oh. America stands with Israel.
These kids don't give. You can tell they're just like,
who goes to Liberty? Yeah.
Even evangelical kids who are probably forced to go to fucking God. Liberty University.
Hopefully. I was about to say, fuck all these graduates screaming for Pence. Fuck them. You make a choice to go to Liberty.
Remember how many people wore Bernie shirts to Ted Cruz's announcement? Remember that? That there were people in the audience that were forced to go to Ted Cruz's announcement, but they were wearing like Bernie shirts or
it's
something.
Not fucking hippies and liberals at these evangelical colleges, dude. You know what I mean?
Well, probably. Well, maybe. I mean, how many of them do you think are forced to go there by their evil parents? Or like, you're going to Liberty, whether you like it or not.
You know what, man? I have friends that went to the
Pensacola students at Liberty.
Oh, this. Yeah, I mean, God, they can't be that tolerant there of gay people, can they? I mean, Liberty? Ugh. We got to stop these colleges that are Jesus colleges. Do you know what I mean? Like, this is dumb. It's not a good mix. Listen to this. This is horrible. He's just lying. He could go there and lie.
And that's not even the clip I want. Okay, so at one point he said, throughout most of American history, it's been pretty easy to call yourself Christian.
It is now, dumbass.
It didn't even occur to people that you might be shunned or ridiculed for defending the teachings of the Bible. But things are different now. Some of the loudest voices for tolerance today. Little tolerance for Christian beliefs.
When you tell someone you're an atheist, they look at you like you rape children. That's crazy.
When my wife Karen returned to teach art at an elementary Christian school earlier this year, we faced harsh attacks by the media and the secular left.
Fuck you.
These attacks on Christian education are un-American.
What's un-American is thinking the earth is 6,000 years old. That's stupid.
So there you go.
That's God. It. Maybe it is American to think the earth is 6,000 years old. I think it is, actually.
According to USA Today, Liberty University President Jerry Falwell Jr. said Pence is one of, quote, the most engaged and influential vice presidents in my lifetime. What is he engaged in besides looking like he wants to hump the back of Trump's head?
I don't know. I'm just picturing him nearly choking to death in this puddle of semen that you described. That's a bad way to go.
Holding his breath long enough for it to set in the form of a face mask.
Yeah. You have to practice this.
People dancing around with the mm-hmm. Pence face mask. Masquerade. Yeah, yeah. Trump's jizz on parade.
Oh, that's Family Opera.
Masquerade. It's a
half.
Moment.
Wait. So it'll be like a half fan of the opera. Made a semen. That's got to be in the Urban Dictionary. Like, oh, why don't you give him a Family Opera mask?
I guess, yeah. There you go. Mike Pence, prepare to be ridiculed and shunned, he told them.
Absolutely.
MSNB. Oh, this is from Todd. Listen to Todd Starnes. This is what he wrote.
Yes.
Vice President Mike Pence warned Liberty University graduates they should be prepared to face discrimination because of their religious beliefs. Blah, blah, blah. The vice president's remarks echo grave concerns I write about in my new book, Culture Jihad, How to Stop the Left from Killing a Nation. You can probably get that at Amazon.
Culture Jihad. Oh, yeah. Go to Amazon. Go to crabdiving.com/Amazon and pick something else other than this dickhead's book to buy.
Uh-oh. Rachel Maddow takes some collateral damage.
Ah, come on. Not Rachel
MSNBC
Maddow.
Host Rachel Maddow once smeared Liberty University as, quote, this anti-intellectual, anti-elite line of argument that we've seen from right-wing populists since the beginning of time.
Oh, okay.
What? Well, it's true.
Anti-elite.
But it's fake anti-elite.
Right, right, right. It's faux elite.
Right. And it's a message put out there by elite people to tell them, well, what's that meme right now? It's
meme.
We have the rich, the ones that are making $50 million a year are convincing the ones making $50,000 a year that the people making $5,000 a year are the problem.
Oh my God. Yes. Yes. We're demonizing the poor.
So that's from Todd Starnes too, you know, just he had to drop his little book.
I mean, it really is insane that what does it say about a party when they get in power? The first thing they do is go after the safety nets.
Well, yeah,
for the people, the first thing they do.
Got to give Paul Ryan something to spank too.
I mean, why would you want it raising the poverty level? You know, what good does that do?
What are you laughing at? I just went to the homepage of toddstarnes.com.
Yeah, what is it?
Texas town tells atheists to go suck a tailpipe. He says, it looks like the Freedom From Religion Foundation picked the wrong folks to bully.
Yes.
The Wisconsin-based group. See, this is, again, the smear that these assholes always do about ACLU or Freedom From Religion. Mostly Freedom From Religion because they're based in Wisconsin. They say, out-of-stater, some out-of-stater wants to come to Alabama, tell me what to do with my Jesus.
Well, the out-of-stater didn't come out of a void. He didn't just appear. He was summoned because you're a giant fucking asshole.
And they don't, and they have to have a local complainant, and also, they never seem to complain about the Liberty Council, which is the Jesus-based group of lawyers that swoop in and try to defend your cake bakers who don't want to cook a gay cake or your Kim Davises.
They appear out of
all
nowhere.
All of these frauds, they're based out of a different state. Nobody says anything when they come in and swoop in.
Wow. It's as if religion, all these religious fundamentalists are hypocrites. You know?
The Wisconsin-based group of atheists. Oh, wait, Todd Starnes. The Wisconsin-based group of atheists, agnostics, and free thinkers wants four crosses removed from the courthouse in San Jacinto County, Texas. Instead of capitulating, county leaders are deciding to fight back.
Is there no separation of church and state? I mean, is that not a thing with these fundamentalists? Do they not see? They don't understand that, or they don't give a fuck.
Some 700 people turned out for a meeting to defend the crosses and send a message to the people they call the Wisconsin Whiners.
Oh, God. What is the end game of these religious fundamentalists that want to fight to keep the Ten Commandments and crosses in their school and all this other shit?
Handmaid's Tale. They want all of us to be forced to worship their religion.
But then they aren't special. What happens?
But then they're in charge.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I'm just saying.
And they can subjugate.
Right, right. Yeah.
And that's all they want.
Yeah.
Resident
Carissa Porter said, "The devil is alive, and political correctness is a one-way ticket to hell."
That's funny.
Preacher Terry Holcomb got the crowd on their feet when he delivered a message to the Freedom From Religion Foundation telling them, quote, "Go suck a tailpipe."
God, at least say suck a dick. A tailpipe? It's laughable. Come on, Todd.
Dwayne Wright, chairman of the local Republican Party, said, "Even a small, tiny speck of a community, when you come together and you share conservative principles, you can push back against any of these anti-religious groups. We don't need freedom from religion. We need freedom of religion."
These little get-togethers that he's talking about, are these Klan meetings? Are these rallies? Well, are you burning things?
Overlap, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah, like that guy said. Now, don't be disturbed. There could be some neo-Nazis there.
Right. Now, there might be a neo-Nazi, too, that shows up, or white supremacist.
If you're going somewhere to support a movement publicly, and someone says there might be bleed over with Nazis, you might want to reconsider your thing.
And they're not warning you away.
Yeah, they're not saying don't come. They're don't worry about them.
They're just like BT Dubs. There may be a white supremacist or two, but there also might be some Antifa and some Black Lives Matter.
Right. Don't be afraid to befriend a Nazi. That's what they're saying. Isn't that nice?
I actually had the, not this Todd Starnes piece, but I had the story for Faithless Friday. Go to crabdiving.com/, just go to crabdiving.com or iTunes or Stitcher, all those fucking places.
Jeebus.
If you're listening to Friday's Faithless Friday show.
Yay.
Get to it because right. You know, there's a lot.
There's a lot of shit. There's a lot of wackos, man.
But Sky guy. Pathos, if you visit the San Jacinto County Courthouse in Texas, you see giant crosses in the windows. There are four all around the building. And they're apparently lit up during the holiday season.
Oh, yeah. Why are they lit up?
It's an obvious sign that only Christians are truly welcome in the building.
If I was Jesus, I'm white Jesus. I'm returning to the planet. I look at this courthouse. I'm like, hey, is that supposed to be a symbol of what my dad decided to nail me up to when I was 33 so I'd slowly bleed out? Is that what those are? Why are they decorated like Christmas? Fuck you.
How about a picture of me smiling?
Yeah, how about that?
How about a picture of me feeding the poor?
Got it.
How about a picture of me healing the sick, welcoming the stranger?
Yes.
How about that? No, you gotta use a symbol of the death.
And if I was Jesus, I'd be like, cult. Fine, you want to celebrate the crosses? Everybody's getting cancer.
Cancer. You're getting cancer and you're getting cancer.
Yeah.
Reach under your seat. There's envelopes there for everybody.
Yeah, yeah. Keep with the crosses, asshole.
The Freedom From Religion Foundation wrote a letter to local officials calling for the removal of the crosses. Conservatives, of course, up in arms.
Boo! I thought you weren't supposed to worship any idols. Right? What about that?
The county judge and four commissioners made the decision at a packed meeting after 2.5 hours of public comment. That must have been
my God.
Gold.
Oh, Jesus. Jesus Christ.
So here's the separation of church and state. One woman said, "I'm a Christian woman, a child of God. I'm here today as a servant of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, asking that the crosses on our courthouse in Cold Spring be left on this building."
You don't fucking care.
It's not religious at all.
They don't care. They don't care. They just want to be the victims. They want to be snowflakes. They say, "Oh, look, I'm persecuted."
They're going to lose this one. Pastor Phil Harrington of the First Baptist Church said, "Their religion is humanism. What they're saying is Christ followers cannot express their freedom, their voice of worship, their voice of God, yet they want to express themselves."
Get your Bronze Age torture devices the fuck out of that city hall. That's what I'd say.
One resident said, "Freedom From Religion Foundation, you're forcing up your beliefs upon others."
I don't believe in anything.
Well, and that's where their tiny little single-celled brains can't wrap around it, is that the absence of an endorsement of a religion is not the endorsement of atheism. If we say, right,
tear down your stupid crosses and put up a sign that says, there's no God, you fucking idiots. That would be the government endorsing non-religion or atheism, not taking down your crosses.
Right. And like your religion thing, it's like we watched Endgame. No spoiler alerts here, but that would be like watching Endgame and that's what I believe in. I believe in that Jesus. I believe in Captain fucking America. Why not? He's my savior.
You know, that movie showed New York City, therefore it must be real.
Oh,
it's
wow.
It's all true. What's in Endgame?
Right.
That's the Bible logic, right?
Oh, everything that happens in that movie is actually a thing.
They mentioned a town in Bullshiticus 64:13, and some archaeologist just unearthed the town in that spot. There was really a town there. Therefore, God's real and Jesus is true.
Well, God, if they have such a hard-on for the Bible and the story, why do they wear, why do you Christians wear mixed blended fabrics? Are you worried about going to hell?
Again, religious neutrality is not government-sponsored atheism.
Yeah, because atheism isn't religious neutrality. I'll tell you what my atheism is. It's about me saying your Jesus is bullshit and fuck off. Hanging, that's not neutral.
Hanging crosses up in and on the courthouse is government-sponsored Christianity.
Yes.
Please, universe, never let me be stuck in whatever back-assward fucking Texas town this is.
Yeah.
But if for some reason I found myself seeking redress of my government in butt-fuck Texas, wherever this is, am I going to feel like I'm getting fair shake?
No.
Atheist me walking up to the courthouse and seeing this Christian bullshit? I'd be like, wait, is this a church?
Right.
Am I in the wrong building?
Yeah, you can't tell the fucking difference. That's not right. You should be able to tell the difference between a courthouse and a fucking church.
They say there's more of us. It's democracy. There's more of us. Well, okay. All right. Snowflake. So that means when there are towns, what if there's a town where a whole bunch of Muslims move in
and
become 51% of the population? So you're saying then that they can hang Muslim shit all over the courthouse and Sharia law signs everywhere. Hey, they're in the majority.
All right. Yes.
It's democracy, bitches.
Well, they would be down for that. They would have to be, wouldn't they? Or they'd be hypocrites.
Lord knows there's no Christian hypocrites.
Oh, my God. Shove your sky god up your fucking asshole. No offense.
Fuck you. So we'll see. Sad for the morons of Jacinto County, Texas,
ooh,
who apparently may be finding themselves, their taxes now going to some pretty significant legal bills because they're going to lose.
Yeah. Fuck you.
We're not putting your religious symbols on on our court buildings.
Yeah, it's stupid.
Just ain't happening. They're not even trying to be neutral about it. They're not trying to claim it's history. They're not trying to claim the Ten Commandments is historical. They're trying to say, fuck you.
What kind of holiday like is Christmas? I mean, you're going to light up and celebrate a cross that your God was nailed to and he died.
Well, they're reminding themselves of the sacrifice that Jesus made for their sins, even though it wasn't for my sins. I personally have never met the man.
I have nothing to do with that Jesus
and
bullshit.
He was around a couple of thousand years before I started sinning. So I don't know. Was he paying it forward?
He didn't die for my sins, motherfucker.
Well, and
honestly,
God sent himself.
Yes.
To save us.
Right.
From his wrath.
Well, he sent himself as his son.
Well, yeah. And then he also set us up with that whole even apple thing.
And by the way, if Jesus sacrificed himself on the cross, blood and all that bullshit, and then after he's done sacrificing himself, he floats up to heaven to become a god, what kind of fucking sacrifice is that? Sign me up. Sign me, I guess. I don't know.
All right.
I mean, I did the Mel Gibson movie part of it. I don't want to be signed up for that, but, It's just so incredibly stupid. That's all.
Right.
I'm sorry. I don't mean to be a dick, but it's just dumb as fuck. I'm sorry.
Yeah. If God wanted to forgive us, why didn't he just say,
yeah,
I forgive you.
Yeah. Use the magic like that.
Why did he send his, I don't know, spleen? What did he, what, I don't know. What did he turn Jesus into? Why did he rape Mary? Oh, excuse me. Why did he bless Mary with an unwanted, unknown pregnancy?
Yeah, explain to Eric Garner why Jesus died for everybody's sins up on the cross, but yet he gets choked out and murdered by cops. Why didn't you intervene with your fucking magic?
So I hope the good Christians of Jacinto, Texas get bitch slapped by the government and get a big old bill.
Yeah, they're going to get sued.
And then, you know, who's going to suffer? The kids probably or something, because they'll take money away from education.
Right, right.
Which is their kryptonite. I mean, from the beginning, what tree did Mary eat? Eve eat the apple from?
The bad tree.
The tree of knowledge.
The tree of life, right?
The knowledge.
Knowledge.
The last thing they wanted was the last thing God wanted was for man to have knowledge.
So in the apple, there were all kinds of facts. It was like the Wikipedia tree or something.
I don't know.
Like what was in there. How does that work? If you eat it, if you eat an apple from the tree of knowledge, what's in that apple? What facts? Do you like, okay, I got the theory of relativity. I got the capital of New Hampshire. How to fix a transmission. I want to eat.
In one of the creation accounts, the tree of knowledge is one of two specific trees. One of two specific trees that God makes grown in the Garden of Eden. It is the only plant from which the human is forbidden to eat on consequences of death.
I want to eat the Kung Fu apple, baby.
Both times it appears the tree of knowledge is modified by adjectives good and evil. What is this knowledge of good and evil that has been deemed off limits to humanity?
That sucks. So the tree of knowledge isn't like you eat a tree, you know how to fly. You eat a fruit, and you know how to fly a helicopter. You eat an apple, and all of a sudden you're
like
grand.
The Matrix, where they download a.
Well, then who gives
into your brain?
Then who fucking cares? Oh, so I eat an apple, and I'm all of a sudden moral. Suck my dick. That's stupid.
Sexual knowledge. Eating from the fruit of the tree represents the beginning of sexual desire.
Hold on. It's the horny apple? This like is some wild shit.
It's like Viagra, I guess.
Oh, yeah. If you eat one of those apples, you're going to get a big boner.
Some scholars note that after eating the fruit, Adam covered his nakedness.
Oh.
And then knew... In the put your penis inside of her type,
yes.
It knew his wife Eve, and then she conceived and bore Cain.
Hold on a second. That's crazy. You go, I'm walking around the Garden of Eden. There's a tree. I'm going to bite an apple. Oh, now I'm horny. I'm going to go have sex with this person that just popped out of my ribs because Eve popped out of Adam's side. Right.
Some say, yeah.
And then she, I don't, what was the process like? Did the rib just sit there and then it started to rattle and shake? And then it started to bubble up and then, you know, and then it exploded.
Maybe it sprouted little arms and legs.
Oh, really? What did Eve look like?
I don't know. Pick a.
Was she white?
Oh, of course.
Adam's white?
Haven't you seen any paintings from the Middle
Ages?
Oh,
yeah.
They're all
but wait,
white.
Where does this take place?
Somewhere in the Middle East. Well, in Eden.
The Middle East. So, like...
Near the land of Nod.
They're not Arab?
Neighbors of Nod.
Okay. I mean, what did she look like?
This is where Cain and Abel went to go grab wives from.
You know, I always picture... This is going to sound nuts. Catherine Zeta-Jones when you say Eve. I don't know why. Oh, why is that?
Okay, well, that's who you would cast.
I don't know. It's what my brain thinks of for some fucking reason. I have no idea why.
Oh man, look at the time, everybody.
Yay.
So much going on.
Right.
Didn't mean to get so faithless Friday, but how can we not?
Ooh.
Mike Pence out there warning the Christian
Oh yes.
The Christian youngins that they're
Rot.
gonna They're going to face persecution
Ooh.
For their beliefs.
God damn it.
And again, that bullshit of the tolerance. You notice how he said the tolerant left is going to come after you because they don't tolerate our beliefs. But you can't tolerate intolerance. That's the paradox of tolerance.
And
in a tolerant society, the one thing that you must not tolerate.
Intolerance.
Is intolerance.
That's simple. But that's simple.
But they're saying, no, you have to tolerate our hatred.
Who's coming after you? There's a cross hanging in the courthouse. Ten Commandments, probably.
And no one's not tolerating you. You can slap that stupid cross up on your trailer, if you like.
Yeah.
Slap that cross on your 88K car.
Right. What is that? Like a cake, like a race car or something?
Isn't that one of those cheap boxy cars that came out, Chrysler?
Yeah.
When Lee Iacocca saved Chrysler.
Oh, yes.
And they were K cars. They came
Lee
out some shitty boxy cars.
Let me show you my big Chrysler dick.
Deep cut.
Oh, yeah.
Reference.
I know what the fuck that is. I know what you're talking about. Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, it's that you've got to tolerate our intolerance.
Fuck
you. We don't tolerate your intolerance being codified into our laws.
I mean,
intolerate all the way home as much as you want, you bigoted cunts.
Yeah.
You can't put it into law and make us be intolerant.
Because we try to ignore all the shit all the time. Believe me, you try to ignore it. But you got a Bronze Age torture device.
Yeah, try that here in Pensacola.
Oh, yeah.
Try to spin in any direction and not see
a church
a cross sticking up in the sky somewhere.
Right.
You got to get out of here, Jeebus. Everybody. Let's do it again tomorrow, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, Yay. 5 to 7 Eastern. Then we're always on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, your favorite application,
At
crabdiving.com. Brian's going to be doing some comedy somewhere soon. Find out where and when. Go to his Twitter feed, @RatedRComedy, his Instagram, @RatedRComedy. Or go to his website, which is RatedRComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram @ViLExperience. Also freaking Vile.
Back tomorrow, y'all. Have a great evening and all that other
masturbation.
Bullshit.
Sadomasochistic abuse.
Leave me the fuck alone.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving and on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.